I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're continuing to follow the news from General Motors yesterday. The automaker plans to shut down production at 5 plants in North America, cancel production of several models, mainly sedans, that aren't selling well, and announcing its intention of laying off about 14,000 management and union workers. GM is making good money right now, but the company is suggesting it has to get out ahead of future challenges, including an eventual economic slowdown and mounting U.S. tariffs on imported components that feed its production lines. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
You won't find tariffs mentioned in GM's downsizing announcement, but Syracuse economist Mary Lovely says Trump administration trade policies are weighing on the company.
Steel and aluminum tariffs have raised its cost by about $1 billion.
And Lovely says higher prices on imported auto components
make the cost of plants that are producing unpopular models harder to carry.
But there are other reasons for GM to streamline its model lineup and factory footprint. Economist Susan Helper at Case Western Reserve says the company faces a host of questions, starting with the vehicles themselves.
Are they electric? Are they hydrogen? Are they fuel cell? And then who owns them? So is GM's customer people like you and me, or a ride-sharing company, or what?
Helper says restructuring now could help the company remain profitable and relevant as the automotive future becomes more clear. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.